The history of rock and roll continues as we begin a chart sweep of big hits from the early 60s. We'll start with a petite, dynamic country girl they called Little Miss Dynamite.
All right.
Brenda Lee.
My baby whispers in my ear. Baby, I keep them to myself. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. We walk along hand in hand. Sweet nothing. Yeah, we both understand. Sweet nothing. Sitting in baby, give me that special look. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. That's enough for tonight. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothing. Sweet nothings.
Brenda Lee and Sweet Nothings, her very first top 10 record. Over the next 7 years, she was to earn more than 24 other hits, making her the second most successful female singer of the 60s. Only Connie Francis was bigger. The history of rock and roll now presents a collage of the big hits of 1960.
Corina, tell the world I do.
Angel baby, my angel baby.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Oh, blue angel, don't you cry. Just because he said goodbye.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain, getting
a million to one, and they called it puppy love.
Just talk, talk too much.
1960 also brought one of the first examples of reggae music to America. The rhythm came from the island of Jamaica, and the singer from the island of Manhattan.
Hey girl, gather round, because the water I'm putting down. Baby, I'm still a handyman. I'm not the kind to use a bitch or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come running to me.
Here is the main thing I want to say.
I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Jimmy Jones and Handyman, the record that gave him his nickname in the spring of 1960. 17 years later, the song would be a hit again when remade by James Taylor. 1960 was also the year of Robert Ritterelli, one of the biggest of the Philadelphia singers. We knew him best as Bobby Rydell.
Well, I started actually by, I guess more or less doing imitations when I was about 9 years old. And I used to try and imitate as many people as I could by watching TV. As I grew older, I picked up drums, and I started playing drums with groups, and I worked with about 4 or 5 groups. And while I was playing drums, I was also singing with the group, and I was only, maybe 14 years old. We used to have 3 colored girls, and they were grandmothers, matter of fact, and they were more or less associated with me with a sound that went something like, whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah.
Bobby Rydell and Wild One from the spring of 1960. Coming up, a group from Detroit whose suggestive records had kept them banned from the radio. Their first top 10 breakthrough is next, when the history of rock and roll continues. The history of rock and roll continues now on a chart sweep through 1960.
Hey now, hey now. Here comes Johnny and Bobby too. It's banging,
Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with Finger Poppin' Time from the spring of 1960. The same year, one of Hank's songs became the biggest hit in the history of rock and roll, according to Billboard magazine. It happened when Chubby Checker recorded The Twist. Hank Ballard's hometown of Detroit generated a new kind of rhythm and blues in 1960. It was called the Motown sound and started with a song composed by Berry Gordy Jr.
At the time, I was broke, and at that time, I had, you know, a girlfriend or two who, you know, were telling me, you know, how much they loved me, but meant nothing. Therefore, the line came that your love gives me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bill.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun.
That's what I want.
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 Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need fun.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Barrett Strong, the singer of Money, later went on to write dozens of hits, but his recording of Money became the first solid success for a budding black giant, the Motown Record Corporation. 1960 was also a big year for what's known as teardrop rock, tragic songs of death and love gone wrong. A polio patient from Warm Springs, Texas, recorded one of the classics of teardrop rock on May 2nd, 1960.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything, flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait." He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. chapel while Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry. Tell Laura I love her.
Peterson and Tell Laura I Love Her. Here's a collage of number one music from 1960.
I'll never let you go. Why? Because I love you.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso,
running bare, love little white dove.
Teen angel, can you hear me?
Gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you.
Here he comes. That's Kathy's clown.
Cause everybody's somebody's fool.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know.
I'm sorry. So sorry.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
It's now or never. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
Yes, my heart.
Say the last dance for me.
I wanna be wanted,
Georgia. Georgia.
Hey.
Just a little bit longer.
Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
1960 was also marked by the emergence of one of rock's most successful instrumental groups. It was formed by two bricklayers at a Seattle construction site.
We were, you know, a lot of times in small towns working on a job.
Bob Bogle of the Ventures.
And away from our main home and with nothing to do except find something to kill time, you know. So we just got started practicing guitars evenings and weekends, and we found this song in a Chet Atkins album, and people just loved it. They'd keep requesting it, so we decided to record it. And I don't think either one of us really thought it'd be anything like it became, you know. I feel fortunate that I got into something that I really enjoy, you know, because I wasn't all that crazy about bricklaying.
Thank you. Adventures and Walk, Don't Run from the fall of 1960. The winter of 1960 brought a gold record at last to the composer of the Diamonds' big hit, Little Darlin'. Maurice Williams, who had written that song to win a girlfriend back, found his love life in trouble again 3 years later.
You know, after I got the girl back, Little Darling, I was called. This is true, man. So we were at the house one night, and she had a deadline on being home, of course. We were at my house at the time in Lancaster, South Carolina, where I had the piano there and I was rehearsing and going over some songs, and she had to leave. You know, so after she left, after her brother, I think, picked up, somebody picked up, and after she left, I came with the idea for stay, which was a joke to me at first. And I just say, well, you know, stay just a little bit longer, you know, your daddy don't mind all the stuff. But that's how that came about.
Stay! Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell me you're going to. Now, your daddy don't.
Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs and Stay from the winter of 1960. Coming up, a chart sweep of the golden hits of 1961 when the history of rock and roll continues. We continue now with a history of rock and roll 1961.
Where the boys are, where the boys are.
Connie Francis and Where the Boys Are from the motion picture of the same name. Many of Connie's hits were written by her friends like Neil Sedaka.
Connie and I go back to 1958. She had one record called Who's Sorry Now, which was an old standard. And then I wrote a couple of songs for her, which were all million sellers. Stupid Cupid, Frankie, Where the Boys Are, Fallen, and the score to Where the Boys Are.
1961, the year of Where the Boys Are, was also the year that another dance was introduced by the King of the Twist.
It's pony time! Get up!
Boogity, 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 boogity.
Chubby Checker and Pony Time, just one of nine successful dances that he introduced in the early 60s. Others included the Fly, the Hucklebuck, the Mess Around, and, of course, the Twist. The King of Rock and Roll was also busy in 1961, but took time out to comment on his popularity.
It's a dream come true, you know. Everything's something that I never thought would happen to me, of all people, but it shows that you never can tell what's going to happen to you in life.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. And I know it's time I kiss you, that your heart's on the fire too. So, my darling, please surrender.
Surrender.
Oh, your love so warm and tender.
Surrender.
Let me hold you in my arms, dear, while the moon shines bright above. All the stars will tell the story.
Elvis and Surrender from the spring of 1961. It was the 12th number one record in 5 years for the king of rock and roll. Right now, a collage of big hits from 1961.
Tra-la-la-la, la-la-la-la, happy birthday, sweet 16.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
The mountains high and the valley so deep.
Until you lose it.
I'm so hurt. Because I still love you so.
Daddy's home to stay.
Sitting here la la, waiting for my ya-ya.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said,
it feels like raindrops falling from my eye.
I don't know why I love you, but I do.
1961 was also the year of Ernie Cato, a Louisiana singer discovered by Ray Charles. Ernie recalled his biggest hit.
Alan Toussaint had been writing it, and he had thrown it in a trash can almost a week, just the first verse of it. And I asked him, I said, man, I'd like to have something odd, man. And he was telling me, I said, man, I wrote a tune a long time ago, about a week ago, man, called Mother-in-Law. I said, well, during that time, I had mother-in-law problems. I know what a mother-in-law is. You can tell the way I sung mother-in-law, it was coming from my heart, that my mother-in-law took me through some changes. On changes that I never believed that, of course, she was staying with me at that time. So it wouldn't be no reason for her to take me through them changes, but she did it, you know. And I paid for it, and I learned a good lesson.
Mother-in-law.
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 The worst person I know.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Now she worries me so.
Home, sent from down below.
Mother-in-law.
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 Satan shouldn't be her name.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
To me they're about the same.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Every time I open my mouth, they'd rather put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Mother-in-law.
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 Funky, funny, and basically blues. Ernie Cato and Mother-in-Law. Del Shannon was selling carpets in Michigan when suddenly he had a runaway hit.
I remember one thing. There was a lot of tunes out that just had very simple chord changes. And I found a different chord change using minors, which was probably influenced by Beethoven. and Hank Williams. Runaway came out of that.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together.
Del Shannon and Runaway. Next, the Marcells' contribution to the history of rock and roll when we continue. We continue now with a history of rock and roll 1961.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love on my part. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer.
The Marcells and Blue Moon, with an arrangement that never occurred to Rodgers and Hart when they wrote the song in the 30s. A heavy rock beat, a bass man, and a novelty classic. The history of rock and roll continues with a collage of number one records from 1961.
Daddy, will you love me? darling, please surrender.
Surrender.
The moon, you saw me standing alone.
Broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Please, Mr. Postman, look and see, is there a letter for me?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
In 1961, Rick Nelson was still a hit maker, and he proved the point with Travelin' Man.
At that time, I just met Jerry Fuller, who was the writer of Travelin' Man, and he brought it over for me to listen to, and I liked it right away. I think the television show helped me out a lot, you know, being able to have all that exposure every week.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
The summer of 1961, Rick Nelson and Travelin' Man. The same year, a traveling salesman recorded one of the biggest hits in the history of rock and roll. Bobby Lewis remembered how it happened.
One day I was walking Tin Pan Alley, New York. I walked into this particular company called Deltone and asked for an audition. And they kindly gave me one, and they handed me Dawson and Turner, but I never thought it would be a hit record. Not in my wildest dreams.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you. Maybe things weren't right. Well, I was tossing and turning all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor. Turned my pillow upside down.
the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Was striking four. I couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door. Cause I was tossing and turning. Yeah, tossing and turning. Day, I was a tossing.
Bobby Lewis got lucky with the right song at the right time and turned in one of 1961's most exciting performances. According to Billboard magazine, Tossin' and Turnin' was a number one single of the year. And the fall of 1961 brought success to an Arizona nightclub singer named Curtis Lee. Songwriter Tommy Boyce recalled an early Phil Spector production.
It was back in 1961. I was living in New York eating Nitty's hot dogs, and my roommate at the time was Curtis Lee. And he had come back from Florida doing a tour, and he said, "Hey, Tommy, I met this beautiful girl, and she has eyes like an angel. What do you think about that for a song?" And I went, "Pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel eyes." And then we cut the record, and the rest is rock and roll history.
Pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel eyes, pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel. Pretty, pretty little angel eyes.
Falsetto shrieks and dips of Curtis Lee typified the bump faction of the early 60s. Next, our chart sweep continues into 1962 on the history of rock and roll.